Okay. We started last week Beis HaMikdash. We saw the why Tisha B'Av can't be Chalon Shabbos, because Shabbos is Beis HaMikdash. We saw the connections, the Lamed Tes Melachos. We'll go into that a bit now as well. I think we're on Kuf Yud Beis. Could be on Kuf Yud Gimel already, but let's just maybe go. I don't know how far we got here. I've got two markings, and I'm not sure if that's an old one, a new one. Just 1 second. The Lamed Tes Melachos we learned from the Mishkan, we said. Okay, maybe let's start from here. I don't know maybe if we did this. No, I don't think we did this. If we have, just tell me. This sounds familiar. Stop me, but I don't remember seeing this. Okay, so it's on Kuf Yud Beis Gimel. V'yesod zeh shemati al hakeshev haduk bein Beis HaMikdash ubein HaShabbos. This very clear, this foundation, this relationship between the Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos. V'nirish v'emes makbilin kol prate binyan HaMikdash v'keilav le'alochas Shabbos Kodesh. The binyan of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kelim surround or very involved in the halachos of Shabbos Kodesh. Kikon she Beis HaMikdash hayah neiros shulchan begodim miyuchadim ken b'Shabbos. On Shabbos we have neiros, we have shulchan, we have digdei Shabbos. V'kach haba hakabolos v'nareich. קצת מהדברים שנראה בזה, אם שמקצוסם יהיה יויסה על דרך הדרוש, אבל הדברים יופים לעצמו. So the main comparisons we see in Beis HaMikdash, you had Neiros, you had a Shulchan, you had special begodim, the Kohanim had special begodim, so on Shabbos, we have Neiros, we have a Shulchan, which is the Mizbeach, and we have special big day Shabbos. And so too, there's many, many things like this, and he says, even though some of them are derech drush, but they dvarim yofi, they dvarim yafim. So let's learn some dvarim yafim. Aleph, in a lamates amalochas asurim b'shabbos nemodus mi'amishkan. That we all know, like the 39 malochas of Shabbos, we learn from the Mishkan. Shelaachi nismucho pashas amishkan l'shabbos. Shabbos and the Mishkan are tzomud in the pasha there. I think we might have done this, but anyway, we didn't do the next shtickle, so let's just, it's a hakdoma, maybe it's a chazore and hakdoma, we'll carry on. What's called Mishkan Chashiva, those are the malochas, that's right in the beginning of Baba Kama there. The Mishkan was built using Lamed Tes Malochas. The Mishkan is a microcosm of the universe. And therefore, when you want to stop creating the universe, you stop doing the Lamed Tes Melachos that the Mishkan was built with. How do you build Shmiras Shabbos? But not doing the Melachos that you built the world with. The Lamed Tes Melachos hem hekef oilam sholem. This is a very important yesod. We touched on this a little bit in 9:30, but the Lamed Tes Melachos is the entire universe. That's why they build the world of the Mishkan. And the Caliph, as the Nefesh HaChaim, Arichas, brings from Chazal, maybe Droshim, Echa Migdash VaMishkan Hayim Magbilim Lo'ilam U'Meloim. The Mishkan is a marker for the whole world. It represents the entire universe. V'chein B'Shabbos. Chal Shvis Al Kol Metzias O'ilam Ativi. The entire world that gets built with the 39 Melochas is Shavis on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the world, so to speak, takes off one beged and puts on another beged. The 6 days of the week represent one aspect. The Shabbos is another one. And that's called, it's miskadesh, and that's called Me'il Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a new world unto itself. ולכן כמו שהעולם נבנה על ידי למד טס מלוכז, הוא הדין שקדוש שבס בנוי למד טס מלוכז. You have to build the world, you have to build Shabbos in the same way that you build the world, because they superimposed on each other. So this is a long, complex Nefesh HaChaim there, אבל it's more like Rav Shimshon Feresh also says, he says, Api Musa, he says, that all the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash is that it teaches us how to work on ourselves. And he goes through some examples there. But that's the deep connection between us, the Mikdash, and Shabbos. And these are the parshas that we're in now. It's interesting that an entire 40% almost of Chumash is on the Mishkan. Half of Shema is the entire Vayikra, and half of Bamidbar is only talking about the Mishkan. It's a Pela Otsum. Pela Otsum. There's nothing else to talk about. Yeah, because that's in there is the entire universe. Everything is in there. Okay, that's the first idea. Second idea. Tachlis in the base of Migdash Haile Kaporis of Oinos. We know he calls it the Tachlis. I don't know. I would have liked to have spoken to him about that. Because I don't know if that's the whole tachlis of the Mishka, of the Beis HaMikdash is Kaporos Avoinos. There's a lot of other things going on there besides Kaporos Avoinos. Tachlis, okay. Maybe one of the tachlis, I don't know. I don't know enough about it, but I would have liked to have spoken to him about that. V'chein v'agodesh al Pesach, b'pizmun dayenu, al achas kama v'kana, toi v'kfula mukupeles sh'yitzyanu m'mitzrayim v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'. There's Isaiah. Raya is from Dayenu. Alachas kama v'kama toiv v'kufula mukupela sheitzialim mitzrayim, etc., etc. And then it goes through all the things. And then Abonos Deis HaBechira lechapel aschatoseinu. The Beis HaMikdash is primarily there to atone. Chape means to cover over. Chaper is to cover over chatoseinu. Mashma zeh tachlis v'apiske shelakol. That seems to be, that's what comes last. That's always that's the pinnacle. That's everything. The most important.
It's like the Mishkan. We say, why we have the Mishkan? It's for before the Chet HaEgel or not. That means it's kapara of Chet HaEgel, or that should be also to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means it's...
Yeah. So that's how you have the relationship. What does the chet do? The chet makes a separation between you and Hashem. Yeah. Kapara takes away the separation, and now you mamela bovok back to Hashem again. Yeah. There's a lot else going on in the Beis HaMikdash besides Kapara Avoinos or whatever, but it seems what he's saying is that seems to be the tachlis. Yeah. What's hidden in there, there's obviously other things. It's interesting because if you hold that the Mishkan, the tzibur of the Mishkan was given before the Tzimach Lokos Yishonim.
Yeah.
Yeah. The tzivo of the Mishkan was given before the Chet HaEgel.
Yeah.
So then it's hard to understand.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's also answerable, by the way. There's a teretz there also. They speak about that also.
Yes.
Be that as it may, at the end of the day, you can't deny that the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, is a big part of it. Is Kaporos Chatoim. That's not even a question. The question was that that's the ikur or not. It seems from Dayenu. Yeah. Dayenu is from Tanoim. It's not just there was a nice song written by some. Dayenu was the Haggadah is from Chazal.
Yeah.
So if the Beis HaMikdash lechaper al chatosen is the last thing that brings it, it seems that's the tachlis. That's the rule. The thing that comes last always. That's the ikka. Malchus is always last. That's why it's the ikka. Okay. I don't know about this. It's there. ומובן שבאמס כל הטויבס והברוכס מצד המשפיע אין להם שום עיכוב לאילו. The goodness and the brochus coming from Hashem himself, there's nothing that stops that from his side. He has no holding back. שחסון יש ברוך ורצוני להיטיב ובלי גבול. Hashem's desire, רצון, to bestow good on us, that's infinite. ורק יש מחיצויס המפסיקויס There's mechitzas, there's barriers. It means Hashem is showering us, drowning us with chesed. But we put up barriers that stops the shefa from flowing. That's not a stopping mitzad him. He's giving. He can't not. He's giving is infinite. It's not conditional. But we put up mechitzas, v'mahene mechitzas. Ne'emam of Furash, in the Novi, it says, Kim avonoseichem hayu mavdilin b'neichem lebein elokeichem. Your sins is what separates you from Hashem. She'ovenu ha'mechitza ve'yasod v'kol ha'ra'a v'apirud. The oven is what causes the pirud, and that's what causes all the evil in the world. You'll think about it, the word chet. The word chet is tach aleph, plastering over the aleph. The aleph is Hashem. Hashem's there, he doesn't change, nothing happens. You just put up a mechitza called plaster. tiach, you know, the stuff they put on the wall, tiach, is called plaster. That's chet, is tach, tiach. That's what a chet is. Nothing changes by Hashem. Hashem is giving and he's bestowing and bestowing. We just put up walls and we stop the flow from coming in. That comes out, that's exactly what I think you were saying, Reb Shmuel. That comes out that the Kabbaras of Oynes is everything. And that's what the Iketachlis Beis HaMikdash. Because when you take away the sin, then you're back to where you're supposed to be. It's just you and Hashem, Dovuk each other. The sin takes the Divuk between me and Hashem and puts a Mechitza there. The Kapora takes away the Mechitza, and then I'm back to the ultimate, which is me and Hashem in the same place, without a Mechitza. Gemara there calls it Levonon. Shemal bimavonoseinu shel Yisrael. Levonon is from Loshon Laven, Laven, to wash, to whiten the sins of Klal Yisrael. V'ksiv tzedek yolin bo. V'yemru chazal me'olam lo lon odom im aveira b'Yerushalayim. Person never lons, never sleeps a night in Yerushalayim with a sin. Tomid shel shochem achaper al aveira shebelayla. Because the Tomid shel shachris is mischaper for the avoidance he didn't line. You've got two korban tomids. Each tomid takes care of the avoidance that came before. That's the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. There's no ra by Beis Hashem. Whatever dirt he has, whatever mechitzes he has, whatever ra he has, when he goes to the mechitzes, it's gone. He's now completely pure and he's back to Hashem. We don't know what that is. We can't even talk about it. We have no musag of what that looks like. The closest we get to this is shachris and mincha. That's the closest we get to understanding any of this. But that's what shachris and mincha does as well. The moedim in the tefillahs also does that. It wasn't supposed to be kolan neshama tahalal ka, but kol neshima neshima. That means with every breath you're supposed to be saying thank you Hashem, which a person can't do. It's not practical. So the Torah gives us three times a day to say moedim. When you say moedim at shachris, that's thanking Hashem for everything that happened since the last moedim at ma'ariv, and at mincha between shachris and mincha to ma'ariv, you have an opportunity three times a day. So the same here with kapara. Three times a day, a person, when he davens, he can have kapara, because the tefillah is what took the place of the kabbonis. Okay, but anyway, we're not talking about tefillah now, we're talking about Shabbos. But what does Shabbos have to do with this? Who adin b'Shabbos kodesh? Amru Chazal, kol ha-mitpalel b'erev Shabbos, voyme v'yechulu, shnei melocha ha-sharis, melavin, hamalivin loy la'odem, manichin yadayim al-roishoi, v'oimrim lo, v'osoi v'anecha v'chatosecha t'kupa. Shabbos, the same thing happens. Look, person says Vayichulu on El Shabbos. Two malachim that escort him. They put their hands on his head. Never felt it, have you? They put their hands on his head and they say to him, go away all your avairas and sins because they've all been mechapen. El Shabbos, that's it. Bria chadoshas. They mean, Shabbos, he beis hamikdash. V'lo yugol chara. Beis HaMikdash is the Shabbos is the Beis HaMikdash. The same way as when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, there's no evil dwells there. Because on Shabbos, you can't have evil dwelling either. Therefore, on El Shabbos, you have to get rid of all your avairas. So when you say Vayechulu, you bring in Shabbos. You connect yourself like we saw Vayechulu. You connect to what Shabbos is. It's not enough to just move into Shabbos. You actually have to Vayechulu. You have to say it. You have to understand what you say. The Malachim Mechaperim. Is Mechabo, the Malachim, I don't know what the Malachim have to do this. I don't know why they have to put their hands on my head. And he loyed the Echzor Ved. I've never had a chance to discuss this with the Malachim either. Why they put a hand on it, why it has to be Malachim, Hashem's Mechabo, loyed the Biduk Echzor Ved. It's not the Malachim that are Mechabo. They say that the evil should go away and your sins have been atoned. They're just letting you know what's happening. That's what happens on El Shabbos. Not a small thing. Rav Avigdor Miller brings down, he says in previous doyres, today we don't see it so much, but in previous doyres, when the father used to come home from shul, then the mother used to be waiting with the children at the front door, in all their Shabbos finery, whatever, waiting to greet the malachim that brought home Abba now, who's got no more avairas. The used to be just to get a sense of that, that's the reality. Today we don't see so much of that, but that's the vote. There's a Briah Chadasha here. It's like you just come back from the Beis Hamikdash. Imagine you went up to the Beis Hamikdash, all your sins have been wiped out, whatever, you come home. That's an event. So too, Lel Shabbos, when you come home, the Malachim escort you in. Those are the Malachim that let you know that you've got no more Averis anymore. Okay, I assume there's more to understand about that, how you do that, what that means, about why Dafka when you say Vayichulu, how that works, I don't know, about that's the connection between Shabbos and the Beis Hamikdash Klapei Kapara. He said they dvarim yofi la'atzmam. That's a dove yofi, no? That's a beautiful idea there. And by the way, it has to be that way. How can you go to Olam Haba and you're still walking around with all your averus? If Shabbos is main Olam Haba, l'kanes l'Shabbos, there has to be some ma'ein ha'kapara. Gimel. Beis Hamikdash ha'isa menorah. V'chein b'Shabbos neirah shel Shabbos. We know in the Beis Hamikdash there was a menorah, and on Shabbos there's neirah, there's a menorah. We know b'menorah yishtei mitzvahs. The menorah has two mitzvahs. Hatovas ha'neirahs v'adlokas ha'neirahs. Another thing a lot of people don't know, I learned this from a Pinkus. V'chein b'Shabbos matzanu b'shem ha'rizal al pi asod. The Rizal brings down, actually, I think I learned this from Rav Tetz initially. A lot of people don't know this, they don't do it. That on Shabbos, I brought down from the Rizal, mitzvah al ba'la hativu lahachines ha'neiris shel Shabbos. Well, the Mishnah Brura brings that down, by the way. Mishnah Brura is never shy to quote the Rizal. But la'isha mitzvah hadlik. Means there were two things that the Kohen Gadol used to do in the menorah: is to prepare hatovas haneiros, used to prepare the neiros, and then he used to light them. On Shabbos, the mitzvah of lokas neiros, the woman does. The man's also chayev. There's no woman to light. He has to light it. But the way it works out is that she lights the candles. He makes abdollah. She lights the candles. But the Rizal brings down al pisod, and the Mishnah brings it down that it's on the husband to do that tovas haneiros. Yo, okay, but worth knowing that. There's a mod chashuv to do. The Pinkus used to make a big deal out of getting the menorah, the neira is ready for Shabbos. And Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos morning, he was really polishing and cleaning, and he was a busy man, not like he had nothing to do. That was his luck. Where was his thing? This particular Rizal, he took more seriously, getting the candles ready and preparing, and the mod. Family said it was something that was like something to see, how much effort he put into this hatovas haneiros. V'nei b'migdash milvad mitzvah sadloka ha'isi chalois mitzvah shel chofetz ha'menorah atzmeh, chefetz ha'menorah atzmeh. V'chein b'n Shabbos ha'zmon shel leila Shabbos la'rizal maskir es inin ha'menorah. Besides the mitzvah of adlokas haneiros, there was a mitzvah of the actual menorah itself. The whole arichas in Baloischa there on how to light it, how to make it, the chefetz of the menorah itself has enormous. It's not just something to hold the light. You know, you've got nowhere to put the candle, so you put it on a little stand. The menorah itself has a significance in and of itself. It's a chalois mitzvah chofetz ha-menorah atzma. V'chein v'nin Shabbos ha-pazmon shalel Shabbos la-rizal. The candlesticks, what we call the candlesticks, and you see through all of Klal Yisrael's history, the candlesticks have always played a very critical part in our lives. Yeah, she's lighting her Boba's candlesticks, and the candlesticks got handed out. What's the big deal? The candlesticks are nothing. It's just the thing, you light the candle, you know. It's just you can put it on a, you know, use a potato. Well, what's the big deal with the candlesticks? You see, Klal Yisrael does something, and this that means there's something there. So the Rizal says what it is. Maskir is inyan ha-menorah. Nezaman lo hashte b'petura chadeto u'b'menol se tavcho de nahara al rishon. Now, it's a whole arichus here in the Aramaic, and he's not going to translate it, so I don't know what he's talking about. He's quoting the Rizal here in very complex Aramaic, v'ani lo yada b'duk what he's saying. We'll translate some of the words. Nezaman lo hashte b'petura chadeto u'b'menol se tavcho. The candlesticks unique, whatever, with the menorah tafta, the good, the nahara al rishoin to light your head. The sham aseidel ledroima menorse, I will arrange in the south the menorah, the steamer, the shulchan in armor, the tzvoina, the shulchan where the bread is in the north, a rishin on the head, ad kan. Okay, it would be nice if you would have done what the Nefesh HaChaim, a lot of them do in the new volumes, they translate that for you, because it's a... There's obviously deep secrets in the Torah, there's things lighting your head and what's going on here, whatever. Aval kolponim roin shiyesh b'shavas inyan shel menoyre b'droim v'shulchan b'tzofen k'bo b'veis ha-migdash. We see there's something about the menorah in the Daron, in the Tzafon, and the Shulchan in the Rom. There's some deep connection here between the inner workings of the Mishkan, where to place the menorah, where to place the table that we have on Shabbos as well. Okay, lo yodei al ma hu medaber, I apologize. Reisi ad pos b'sefer, hazikaron pachad Yitzhak, lezirchon ha-goyner Yitzhak chut mezatzal, z'chuse yogan aleinu mir b'Yitzhak ben ha-raivet, Shekosuv Chidush Otsum La'alocha. The Ravid, by the way, was the Rishon of Kabbalah. The Ravid was the one who had the Masoiris. The Masoiris of Kabbalah, we have come through the Ravid. Ravid was like the... This is the Ben of the Ravid. And this in the Zeker Zicharon, the Zeker Rav Hutna. Rav Hutna was Rav Moshe Shapira's Rebbe. So he says a dover chidush otzum, he says in halacha. Shnei Chanukah tzarich shiye toich kli. Shnei Chanukah has to be in a kli. Shalachin nikra ner dumi de neiris hamigdash shoy betoich hamenoyrish is a kli. It's doime to the menorah and the beis hamigdash, which had to be in a kli. You can't just have the candle; you have to have a kli. The menorah was a kli. V'im yitein Hashemet b'toich klipe b'tzal, o b'kli sh'ani yoich la'amoed al shulom, the lo havi kli le'inin Kabbalah's tuma. Any kli that's not a kli for the definitions of being able to be makabal tuma, it means something that can't stand on its own, like you take an egg, you'll hold out an egg and you'll use it for the menorah. An egg can't stand on its own because it's round, so it wobbles. So it's not makabal tuma, so therefore it doesn't have a dim kli. Lo kaimes ha-mitzvah, you know makaim the mitzvah. You know, kind of mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah has to be in a kli, something that can't stand on its own two legs, so to speak. It's not makabel tuma, and therefore doesn't have a din of a kli. Because of Shom, who are din le Ner Shabbos? This Rabbi Yitzhak ben Arayvet says, and that's the same thing by Ner Shabbos. But tzarich yu. If ze muskam la loch shebachreinim donu beinyan ne shove dovuk la shulchan reshiyesh loch shel menorah milvad ikad locha atzmo yishim yishum shalom bais. There's a whole discussion about if you just take the wax and you stick it on the table and you light it, what's going on here? That the same din applies by Shabbos. We know that it's. If it's muskam la'alocha, and by the chorinim, there's a whole deal with a wax candle. If you put it on the table, you take a candle and you put it on the table. It's not in a kli. There's a whole deal in there. So what's the deal? We just said you have to have a kli. So it seems there's two things going on here. Avada, there's the inyan of lighting a candle on Shabbos so that there should be shalom bayis, should be light in the house, like the Chazal bring down. But it seems there's another aspect here as well, is that you need menorah. You need menorah. There's two mitzvahs in their Shabbos. There's the mitzvah of you have to light, you have to have light so that you have shalom bayis. Today you can claim that with your electric lights as well. You're getting more light from the chashmal lights than you are from the candles. And some people have a minute, they switch off the lights, they make the bracha, then they switch on the light again. So that should be, or they switch it on and off before, whatever. Because that's really the ikka, that's the ikka light. The local kach pashut, what people do when they go to a hotel, what people do sometimes when they go to a hotel, in a hotel room, they leave the light on in the bathroom. And they have in mind that should be the Shabbos light. That's not so poshut because it's also to get undressed in front of the Shabbos light. It's also many things that will also to do in front of the Shabbos neiris. You have to be careful which lights you have in mind for this. But anyway, that's another discussion. So, but that's very fascinating that you see that Neir Shabbos, even though it's you just need to light a candle, you can stick the whole beam there by the you can just stick a candle on the table in a chinami. That's for Shalom Bayis. About you know, my kind, the aspect of Neir, it's got to be the kli. That's Rabbi Yitzchak ben Arayvit. Once again, Al-Pi Halacha, he says we have to tzarich iyun. Im ze muskam l'alocha. I'm not saying that this chiddush, but it's a chiddush Neir. But he's telling you, and there were big mekubalim that Al-Pi Sod, and he's saying Al-Pi Halacha. You have to have menorah. It's not enough to just have Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos, the same as the Beis Hamikdash, the same as Ner Chanukah, requires kli because it's the menorah. That's very, very interesting. Okay, maybe let's do one more. The Beis Hamikdash hayu shulchan, v'chein b'Shabbos shulchan. There's a shulchan. Now, milvad sudos haShabbos, huska shulchan b'tzofa in kenisko. Besides the sudo of Shabbos, there has to be a suda. But it seems the Shulchan in and of its own is some significance before the Suda. And that's in the north. V'yesh kavonas mi'arizal, l'gabe Shulchan, ha-Shulchan atzmoy. Where the Rizal has an arich is about just the Shulchan itself. Before you put anything on the Shulchan has some kind of kedusha, some kind of significance. V'chein shnei mas alechem aponim shai b'migdash, hu adin b'shabbos, muska b'zah kodesh, shnei mas racholeis. This brought down, we see many different minhagim. I used to have a next door neighbor who used to have always 12 challahs on the table. Two challahs and then 10 bread rolls. Always, whenever he made a motzi, he was always on top of 12. That's the Zohar and the Rizal. The Goyin says you cut the shnei lechem, you cut both of them in half. So you have now four pieces. When you make a motzi, you hold two challahs, you cut them all the way through, now four. At the three suddas, you'll end up, you'll have 12 over the whole Shabbos. The Rizal is 12 at each suddah. Whatever you want to do, not everybody's just, but you see once again, the deep significance from the Zohar, from the Rizal, between the Shnei Lechem and the Lechem upon him that was on the Shulchan, which means the Shulchan has significance in and of itself. But if you move your dining room to the north of the room, now I don't know, that you have to ask your own Orthodox Kabbalists, whether you need to move your, whether you need to rebuild your lounge, so that the shulchan's in the tzafonich vestish, that you're not going to get involved in. But I'll call upon him, what you see is that there's a deep connection between the shulchan and not just the suda, but there's the suda, which we'll see in Hashem. Aval, there's an aspect here of just the shulchan itself, and also the we see from the Zohar, from the Rizal, and then from the Grohl, important significance of the lechem apodim, the 12 loaves. Now that has to somehow manifest on our Shabbos table as well. Okay, so that's something else to contemplate. Don't all run home and get your wife to make 12 challahs because you just heard this and now you're not eating unless there's 12 challahs. Also ask your local Orthodox rabbi how you have to be. I never saw my rabbi makpid on it, so I'm not going to do it either. But there were choshev, I'm trying to think, Baruch Tetz, I ate by many times. I don't think he knew all this stuff. He's a very well hidden, very knowledgeable on all these things. I don't remember seeing him having 12 challahs on the table. But anyway, be that as it may, then maybe when you cut the challah into 12 pieces, you can discover into that, whatever. Nobody has to know what you're doing. So, that you have to ask your, find a Kabbalist running around Beit Shemesh somewhere and ask them what they think you should do. Beseda.
So, I have a Bukharian fellow married my niece, and we had him for Shabbos. We had 12 challahs. We had to pull the table away from the wall. He made a kafas around the table. So he's into that stuff.
Yo. No, the Sfadim are very much more connected to Zohar and Reb Shimon and whatever than we are. The difference also is in the Ashkenazi world, those that know about it generally don't talk about it. Somebody wants to ask the Brisker Rov. Someone asked the Brisker Rov, how come the Briskers aren't Isaac in Kabbalah? The Brisker Rov said, who said we're not Isaac in Kabbalah? He says, but you don't talk about it. He said, those we need to talk about it too, we talk about it too. Not everybody needs to talk about
it. We have Nistar and Nigle.
We have Nistar and Nigle, and it's the same as in, well, come on, we'll talk about it now. It's starting late, but there's a deep reason why, because it's called marriage. There's aspects of the marriage which are revealed in the act of marriage, which you don't do in the street. You keep those hidden. Those are the intimate areas. And Kabbalah is the intimate area. That's why you keep it hidden. So it's something you display out whatever. Anyway, well, that's another discussion. I want people to know about these things. Okay. A guten Chodesh, a guten Shabbos. I'm in Ramah for Shabbos, so I'll see you at the Grove Bezrat Hashem. I'm babysitting the Shabbos.
Okay. Good Shabbos. Thank you.
No.